This is TWiT.
Move up the coast to Visalia, California, and Kevin's with us, K6TD, and he's with the International DX Convention. Kevin, it's really nice to see you. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Glad to join. Great crowd. Great topics tonight.
Well, what else? It's the International DX Convention. How long has that show been going, Kevin? When did this start?
It started in 1957 in Fresno, California.
67, my goodness. And why is it in Visalia? That's always a question I get asked by a lot of people.
Well, originally in 57, it was in Fresno, and then it moved to Visalia in 1978. And the reason it's in Visalia is a couple reasons. It's basically a HFDX meeting between the Northern California DX Club and the Southern California DX Club. And Visalia has a couple attributes that are useful. One is it's exactly halfway between Northern California and Southern California. And, you know, the competitive nature of DXers, we're never going to give the other guy an edge. The other aspect of Visalia is it's cheap hotels and cheap drinks. So natural for ham radio.
Well, that's really good. That's really good. Well, I've been going. I don't go every year, but I've been to it several years, and I really enjoy it. And what is so strong about this show over all other shows is it is huge into the workshops and all of the various forums and really teachings that we get from the masters. And there are people from all over the world there. So it's a really different crowd. I always say it's the serious operators that are there. And I really appreciate all that you guys do to put that thing together. I think Brian's got some of the website stuff he can pop up there for you. What are you doing this year? What they got you stuck with? Are you taking care of? I should say, Kev.
Yeah, Bob. Thanks. I guess I would point out. I think the actual interesting part about, or the thing that makes the DX convention by Visalia strong is of course all the W6s that come. So I actually co-chair the organization of the convention this year, along with K6 Mike and Kilo Echo 1 Bravo. John and I have been doing it for every other year for the last 3 years. It's co-managed between the Northern California and Southern California DX clubs at opposite years. So most of my activities this year have been making sure that things actually get done, making sure we have an interesting program, making sure that the conference is something that people want to come to and enjoy. Some of the things that we have planned this year, we have quite a lineup of different DX topics and DXpeditions. We have leaders from the Echo Papa 6 Tango, the Tromlin Fox Tango 4 Tango Alpha, TX7G, the 3G, Bush Reef is coming. The Echo 30 Fox Baker for Betray is coming as well. These are all people that were on the expedition or leaders of the expedition. And a particularly interesting item this year is Don Miller. Whiskey Dine Whiskey in November. Victor is coming this year. He will be giving a talk. So if you've not heard Don or if you haven't connected with him in a while, now's a great time. The convention will be a great time to do it. The highlight of go ahead, Bob.
No, I said that's really something that Don's going to be there. I'm excited to see him again.
Yeah, that's what we've heard from a lot of people. People have been calling us regularly saying, is Don coming for sure? And I talked with him just a few days ago, and he is all set and fired up and ready to come. So good, should be good topics from Don. The Saturday night banquet is typically a premier DX speaker. This year we have Gene Socrates, Kilo Charlie 2, India Oscar Victor. She single-handedly sailed around the world. So this should be an interesting talk. I think many people did work her. And then Sunday morning is the one I'm actually looking for very much, which is Glenn Johnson, Whiskey Zero, George Juliet. He was one of the group leaders and the doctor on Navasso. So that'll be a very interesting piece to hear firsthand what the VASO presentation is like and what their experiences were. And we'll get a feel for what it really was like being on the island as part of the expedition. So that's a rundown of the things happening in terms of the speakers. If you go to the DX convention website, you can see our full schedule that shows all the different tracks, the other types of things we're happening. And then on Friday, there is a running of twin programs running. One is a contest academy for the contest-oriented people. And then Wayne Mills, N7NG, is putting on a DX university. So those will be things for you to do on Friday. And, of course, probably the highlight of the convention is the Attitude Adjustment Hour right before the Saturday banquet.
That's great. I'm honored that I'll be doing a little presentation on audio, and not just microphones, but we really get into audio, both receive, transmit, and how to make your transmitter better. And so I'm honored to be one of the presenters of that on Saturday. Well, Kevin, is there anything else that we've forgotten that you want to leave everybody with that about Visalia and what they should know or what they should be doing right now to prepare to come out to Visalia?
Come bring your fun, come prepared to have a good time, see your friends, and learn something new.
Right on. You will learn something new. Well, I appreciate you being here. Gordo, did you have any questions for Kevin before he takes off?
Yeah, no, I think Visalia, the DX convention, is fun. And hopefully, Kevin, they're going to have the whistle off where everybody whistles CW and you try and see how many folks you can read their call signs via whistle. Is that right?
Yeah, well, actually, Bob Heil had something special planned for that. So we're waiting to hear what the reveal is on that.
It'll be good. All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Gordon.
Great. Well, Kevin, best regards to you. Thanks for your time tonight. And we'll see you out there shortly.
Okay.
Tell everybody help. Thank you. Bye.